Uchois Betzias HaPas. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into, this is still a continuation of what we're learning about, but he's going to also elaborate a little bit on eating bread, certain factors related to eating bread. V'alkein heim chamesha saminim. Now we'll understand also why when it comes to grain, there are specifically five types of grain that we make hamoitzi on, and keneged hei dehashishi, corresponding to that special ha shishi in creation. By the first 5 days of creation, it says yoim echod, yoim sheni, shlishi. When it came to the sixth day, it says yoim hashishi vayechulu hashemayim v'oretz. And the Gemara says, why does it say that? And the Gemara says, because it's not only talking about the sixth day of creation, because that wasn't really when the world was completed. The world wasn't completed until 2,448 years later, when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai on the sixth day of Sivan. That's the shishi that it's talking about. And by the way, it's important. Some people aren't aware, when we make Kiddush, today is Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. When we make Kiddush Friday night, in the Sidurim, you see it starts Yoim Hashishi Vayechulu Hashemayim V'oretz. But the fact is, Yoim Hashishi is in the middle of a pasuk. And there's a law, you're not supposed to quote part of a pasuk. So in most of the Sidurim, it shows on top in small letters, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Voiker, Yoim Hashishi. So you're supposed to say the words Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Voiker silently to yourself, and then start loud with the words Yoim Hashishi. Even though Vayera Vayvoiker isn't either, I'm not sure if that's the beginning of the pasuk, but at least that's the beginning of a complete thought. This is mentioned in Halacha. And it's interesting to note that the first letters of the Kiddush, Yoim Hashishi Vayechulu Hashamayim, has Yud Kei Vav Kei, has the name of Hashem from which all holiness emanates. So it's very good. When I watched my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, when he would say Kiddush, again, he would say the Vayhi Erev Vayvoiker quietly, and then Yoim Hashishi Vayechulu Hashamayim, and a slight pause, V'ha'oretz V'chol Tzivon, to show that we're uniting the letters, those four letters, to form the name of Hashem. Shekol Ho'ilam Hoyotolui Ad Shishi B'Sivon. The Gemara tells us that even though Hashem completed creation, but the world was still unstable. It was hanging in the balance until the sixth of Sivan, Shekiblu Yisrael Es HaTorah, when we received the Torah, Shehi Bechinas Nevuah, which was given to us, which is the source of Nevuah. The Ten Commandments correspond to the 10 levels of Nevuah. Shaydezeh Nizgale Chidush Olam, through which is revealed the renewal of the world, Kemavur Batoronal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Nimtza, so we see therefore, Shehei Dehashishi Moire Al Chidush Olam, that hey of the word Hashishi is Marames to Matan Torah, which is Nevuah, which is Chidush Olam. Umishom Iker Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and that's where the holiness of Eretz Yisrael really comes from. Shemekabeles Kedushaso Alidei Koyach Maasov. Eretz Yisrael draws its holiness from that opening statement in the Chumash, which shows that Hashem created everything. Koyach Maasov Higid Liamoi. Alidei Sheyoidin Shashem Yisborach Boras Oilam. By the fact that we're fully aware that Hashem created the world. Bechinas Bereshis Bora Lekim. Kama Shekosov Shem BaTorah, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates in Likutei Moran over there about this. Umishom Mebchinas Eretz Yisrael, Bechinas Chidush Olam Shenizgal Al Yidei Hei Hashishi, Mishom Mekaplen Bechinas Hei Minim. And it's from that Hei of Hashishi, where Eretz Yisrael draws its holiness from, that's where those five grains draw their power from, their whole, which are the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Ki Hei Minim Keneged Hei De Hashishi, because those five types of grain correspond to that letter Hey of Hashishi, Shalideze Iker Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, from which the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from. In Tikkun HaKloli, in the next to the last chapter, we finish there, Vayiten lohem artsois goyim. Hashem gave the Jewish people the land that was previously inhabited by the goyim. Why? Ba'avur yishmer chukav, this soirois of yinsoilu, so that we'll uphold the Torah. So Eretz Yisrael and the Torah are one. There's no such thing as Eretz Yisrael without the Torah. Eretz Yisrael draws its picture from the Torah. Shemisho mekablim hahe minin koicham, and it's from there that these five grains draw their power, lozun, to nourish us, ulehasbia es odam, and to satisfy, to satiate the person, bibechinas mezoina v'nishmasa, on a spiritual level, soul food. Shemishom ikar hasvio ho amitius. And that's where the real satisfaction and satiation comes from. Bibchinas, as it says in the pasuk, tzadik oiche lesoiva nafshoi. A tzadik eats to satiate his soul. V'alkein heimin en daiko yeshlem koich lasbias odom. And that's why it's specifically five types of grain that have the ability to give us this sevia, ki hei mekablem koyach me'eretz Yisrael. They draw their power from Eretz Yisrael, mibechinas hei dahashishi, from that hei, mibechinas emunas chidesh oilam, shemishom nimshach mezoina denishmasa, shemishom ikr hasvia. That's where we draw this power of soul food, which is what really satisfies and satiates a person. A person who's eating begashmius only will never be satisfied, will never be full. The pasuk says in Koheles, oyev kesef, lo yizba kesef. A person who likes money on a gashmi level will never have enough. And the same thing is with food. If a person is looking at food as a physical, materialistic experience, they'll never have enough. They'll never experience true satisfaction, complete satisfaction and satiation, that I'm not hungry at all, I'm not looking, I'm not thinking about more food. Because when it comes to a person who's eating purely for gashmius, he's eating only as a bodily experience, like Esav, the eating of the Sitra Achra, Nemar, the Torah says, Ubeten Reshoim Techsar. The stomach of Rishoim is always lacking, never full, never satisfied, always hungry. Avol mezoina denishmasa, whereas when a person's eating ruchni, a person's eating soul food, shom ikar hasvia, that's where the real satisfaction, being completely satisfied and satiated, bechinas tzadik oichel lesoiva nafshoi, a tzadik eats to the satiation of his nefesh. Ki mezoina denishmasa, ubechinas Hashem roi loyechsor. Because when a person is eating on a spiritual level, it's about that. The pasuk says, Hashem is my shepherd, I am not lacking. I'm not lacking in anything. And could be this is one of the reasons why some people have a custom to recite that chapter when they wash hands for bread. And all of us, those at Davenus of Sfar, all of us recite it Friday night, after Maariv, towards the end of Maariv, we say, Mizul Hashem Roi Lo Yechsor, because again, now we're going to be starting the three Sudais of Shabbos, which are Mezoina de Nishmosa, it's soul food. Bechinas Ki Ein Machsor Li Reyov. As the Pasuk says, those who respect Hashem, those who fear Hashem, they are never lacking. They never feel that hungry, lacking. As Rabbi Nizal writes again in this Torah Tikkun Techocha, he speaks about this. Hepech mezoina degufa, which is the opposite of a person who's eating purely for gashmi reasons, shehu bechinas achilas horishoim, shehi bechinas ubeten rishon techsar kanal. The alkain, and therefore, gam begashmius, Iker hasvia hualidei chamesha saminim. And this is why, even on a physical level, in terms of a person feeling satisfied, not hungry, sometimes a person will eat fruit and vegetables and more fruit and more vegetables, and they'll still feel hungry afterwards. The Gemara says that dagon, grain, is what sat lechem levav enosh yisa, the pasuk says. That lechem, bread, grains, is what satisfies. Shehem ikar halechem. These are the main things that are called bread. Shesoyed halev, which satisfies the heart. The heart doesn't have those cravings. The chemda comes from the heart. Shechayovan aleim hamoitzi ubriches hamozim. These grains which require hamoitzi ubriches hamozim. Kihem hei minim shem shevach Eretz Yisroel. Because these are the five species about which Eretz Yisroel is praised. Shenim shach bohem kedushas Eretz Yisroel. And by eating that properly, a person is drawing upon himself the holiness of Eretz Yisroel. Bechinas emunas chidish oilam. Shenizgal al yidei hei dahashishi. Asher bishvil zeh hem hei minim. That's why there are five species. Because again, I'm connecting to the hay of Hashishi, which is Matan Torah, which is Chiddush Olam, Vaydezeh, Shein Bebchinas Eretz Yisrael. And because of the fact that these five grains are connected to Eretz Yisrael, Aydezeh, Hein Bechinas Mezoyna Denishmosa Beyoyser. That's what puts them on a higher level spiritually, to be considered spiritual food. V'alkein Iker Hasviya Al Yodam. And that's why the main satiation and satisfaction comes from them. Today, there's a major movement in the world and even in Klal Yisrael and even among religious people that bread is no good. Stay away from grain, stay away from bread, no good. There was also a movement a short while ago against eggs, cholesterol, eggs, treif, horrible, worse than treif, etc., etc. Hashem, who created the world, created man, created chickens and eggs, and created, Hashem says that ounce for ounce, there is no healthier food in existence than eggs. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says that, number one. Number two, in terms of bread, the Torah advises, the Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim, that after a person davens in the morning, before they go to learn, if possible, they should have pas shachris. They should have bread so that it prepares the brain for, and the body and everything to be able to receive the Torah properly, to be able to work, to do everything you need to do. And again, it's mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara in Baba Metzia mentions that the word hamachala, the sickness, the disease, the word hamachla is Bigematria 83, and the Gemara says that there are 83 different kinds of sicknesses, diseases, from which pas shachris protects a person, saves a person, because the word hamachla is the same letters as the word halechem. So bread is something holy, it's something special, it's something significant, like anything else. Too much of a good thing will hurt a person, no question about it. But the right amount, for those that can, it's a very important item to be zoicher, besides the fact that Reb Avraham Reb Nachman, one of the leading Breslover, once mentioned this, and he said, you know what it means that you can say seven brachas? What other thing is there in the world that you can say seven brachas in one shot? Al netilas yadayim, hamoitzi, and then the four brachas of Birchas Hamazon, seven brachas, sheva brachas. You got to get married to make that happen. A wedding costs $10,000. You got to find the girl, and you got the and you got to get along with your mother-in-law and your father-in-law to have a sheva brachas. And here you just go out and buy some kosher, healthy bread, and you have sheva brachas. What could be better? Question.
So, a lot of the bread today, not healthy. The yeast of flour, yeah, it's not me. Nice, holy, hope spelled something, but should we be careful? Like the bread, this is white bread. A lot of chickens today come with so much garbage. So, inami, natural from Hashem, it's healthy, but it's all the garbage we put in.
Question: a lot of the bread today that we eat, there are many people that tell us that it comes from the pharmacy. They put so much junk into the grain and into this and to that and the pesticides and the non-pesticides, all the stuff, different stuff. It's poison, it's solid poison. And so to eggs, the chickens get needles, etc., etc. To a degree, there is some truth to that, I believe, definitely. So to the degree that a person can be selective, it's a good idea. Even in that, there are different opinions. My Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, Zechana Bracha, was not into the health food thing was not into vitamins, was not into all of that stuff. My Rebbe, Reb Michal Dorfman, Zechron of Racha, was more into it, more specific. He had heard that he used to get colds often in Eretz Yisrael, not in Russia. When he left Russia, came to Eretz Yisrael, and a few people told him that vitamin C, taking vitamin C on a regular basis, could be a preventive for colds. From that time on, for the next 30 years or so, he made sure to have vitamin C in the house with a heksher, and he would take vitamin C daily. I don't know about Shabbos. Very possible that Shabbos he didn't, but 6 days a week usually, vitamin C. Then he also suffered from another problem of varicose veins. And he was told that one of the things that could help that a lot is to make sure that the blood is kept to a certain thinness so that the blood flows through. From that time on, he made sure he got people to bring him vitamin E and he would take it on a regular basis. When it came to bread, he remembered in Russia, he said, in Russia, Soviet Russia, they had black bread, he called it, you know, which was much healthier than the white bread that they were selling, lahavdil, lahavdil, in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. And at one point, about 20 years before he passed, 10 years before he passed away, he made a decision that it's available, why shouldn't I get it? And he started buying shifon bread. Shifon is rye. And it was more expensive, and it was, you know, complete, but he bought it, and he had it 6 days a week. Shabbos, he would buy his regular challahs that he loved, et cetera, et cetera. The last 2 years of his life, he made a set, he told this to me. He said, Manishtana Shabbos, there's bilkalach, there's little rolls of shifon. I can have that also. It's not bad. It's not so bad. From that point on, the last 2 years or so, on Shabbos, he would have that shifon bread. I'm showing different Talmidei Chachamim, different Tzaddik, you know, reacted a different way. But I also want to add the cherry on top to this. There's a story that I heard from, I don't remember if it was Reb Michal or somebody else, that the Chazon Ish once came to a bar mitzvah. One of his students' son was being bar mitzvah. And he came to the bar mitzvah, and he wanted to give a bracha to the father of the son, the father of bar mitzvah and the boy. So he said to him, you should be zeichet of Yiddish and Nachas, he should be a Yerei Shemayim and a Talmud Chacham, and you should be zeichet to marry him off at 18 years. And the father looked at him like in horror. I know that also. I know the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. But you know what kids are today. He was talking about in the 1940s or 30s. That what is a boy today at 18 years of old age? Chazon Ish looked at him and said, really? He said, it's the same Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, Ben Shloish Esrei LeMitzvos, that at 13 years old you put on tefillin, and at 18 you get married. So maybe we should hold off with the tefillin for your son. Maybe he shouldn't wear tefillin yet. Maybe he should wait till he's 16, 17. He's a little more mature. And that ended the conversation. So in order for a person to say that today the bread is there today, and therefore you need tzaddikim, you need talmidei chachamim on a very high level to say that this is important. There are certain things where Tosfos in a few places in Shas, mayim achronim. There are some people who don't wash mayim achronim. Why? Because Tosfos says in the Gemara that mayim achronim was because of melach sedoimis, and today we don't have that. That is the opinion of Tosfos. But the vast majority of poskim say wash mayim achronim, and the Zohar Kodesh has major, major explanation of how significant mayim achronim is al pi Kabbalah and the Arizal. So I'm showing you this. There's an incredible amount of diversity in Torah, but a person should hesitate, should be cautious a little in terms of writing off something as significant as this. You know, the union of lechem, and we're just getting, Rav Nosson Zal is just getting started. We're going to have a few hundred pages in Likutei Halachos explaining how special bread is, you know, in our lives.
We have a lot of options, but we do it.
Exactly. There are options.
Not lighting up, but make sure we get healthy bread.
Exactly. Exactly. We have a doctor in the audience here who mentioned that for those people who have difficulties with certain type of grains, today, Baruch Hashem, we're living in a generation of rich, we're so wealthy. There's spelt, there's options of spelt bread and all kinds of different alternatives, which are part of the five grains. Exactly. Some people eat part of the egg.
Austin, can I ask a question?
Hold on a moment. Yes, please.
I'm just curious, that wine is so chashuv as we're learning, but we don't wash for wine, which is seems to be an anomaly in a way. Any thoughts on that?
It's true. Each thing has its unique chashuvus. Here again, wine is dangerous. Wine is tirosh, it's called tirosh, and the Gemara says tehei rosh or tehei rosh. Wine can go either way. And in wine, we're given warnings. In the Torah, there are many warnings about how dangerous and how delicate wine is. And therefore, again, wine is not something which we're supposed to have every day, every morning. Wine is more restricted, that only Shabbos, only Yom Tov, only at a special simcha. And even then, Rabbi Nazal added, keep it to a minimum, keep it small, keep it. So each thing has its uniqueness. We're going to learn a lot about wine. Wine is also brain food in a sense. It's brought that the word yayin is bigematria 70, and wine represents the seven yuds in the two names of Hashem, Ov and Sov, which we spoke about, if you recall, a little while ago about matzah. We said matzah was bigematria Ov and Sov, the two names of Hashem that correspond to Chochma and Bina. So wine is very holy, very powerful, very dangerous. There's a danger zone. And again, it's a liquid we don't wash. Bread, you know, each thing we approach a certain way. We're going to have a lot more information on this topic of washing hands for bread, musician.
Thank you, Rav Nosson.
Rav Nosson, I just want to tell you to support your idea. Not your idea, the Torah's tradition is that I had a chavrusa who didn't eat bread in the morning, so I told him it's a mitzvah to eat bread. So he told me is that he gets very tired from eating bread and he can't learn. So I didn't have anything to answer him. So I was quiet. And then after a while, I see him eating bread. I ask him what's happened. He said that he found the bread which naturally brewed. Yes. And this really doesn't make him tired. So in a sense, a person has to look which grain is going to be good for him, and he's going to be mekayim Torah, like anything.
Definitely.
That's one thing. Another thing is the reason why we're washing hands is if we emulate Kohanim, who is supposed to wash hands for Truma.
Exactly.
And Kohanim, they don't drink wine when they serve the Beis HaMikdash. So
exactly.
Maybe this also...
Very good. Very good. Somebody made a point here of saying that Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal and many others were married long before 18. The answer is 18 was towards the end of the time when a person should get married. The Gemara says clearly that one of the rabbis said that the reason why I'm better than my friends is because I got married at 16. And had I gotten married earlier, I would have been even better. The Gemara says again that 18 is mentioned like for those people who can't handle it, sort of. You know, they should know that that's really getting towards the end. When it comes to 20, the Gemara makes a very, very serious statement, Rachmana Litzlan. But again, Baruch Hashem, there are people who were not zoiche to get married at 18 or 19, and they're still raising beautiful families, Baruch Hashem. But again, for our children, for our grandchildren, it's good to know the advice of the Torah, and it's good to know exactly how we apply it to each and every individual case. Somebody mentioned here that their doctor told them that it's good for their heart to have 3 cups of dry red wine a week. studies show that reasonable amounts of wine promote long life. I've heard about this, and I believe there's some truth to it. Again, with caution, careful, to be extremely careful that it should be the right amount, the right time. I mentioned recently the story with my Rebbe, Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichron Avrocha, who wanted to take a little bit of vodka with his breakfast every day, and he wasn't sure whether it was coming from his Yetzer or his Yetzer Toiv. And he thought about it for a few days, and I'm sure he was mispalel about it, and then he told me he decided to call a doctor. And he spoke to the doctor, and the doctor told him, for you, it's a mitzvah. For you, it'll help the blood flow. He was in his 80s at the time, and the doctor knew his health situation completely. And he told him that for him, it was a very good thing. But again, Reb Michal showed me, he had a shot glass in the house reserved for this purpose. He bought one type of whiskey only, absolute vodka, period. No variety, no this. And he asked me to go buy him a bottle. And he said to me, this bottle could last probably about 6 months because there wasn't a chance. And it wasn't one of those giant sized bottles. It was a regular normal bottle because again, he was a Talmud Chacham. He was a Breslover. He knew he would take a small amount, exactly what was needed and not a drop more. Someone just mentioned that the 3 cups of dry wine could be accomplished on Shabbos. Friday night Kiddush, Shabbos morning Kiddush, and Havdalah. We should be zeicha to yayin ha-mesameach. That's the most important thing. The Pasuk says in Koheles, leich echol besimcha lachmecha. One of the things we're going to learn a lot about in Likutei Moran, Likutei Halacha is that one of the most critical requirements of healthy eating is eating when you're in a good mood, when you're in good spirits. Those people that eat when they're angry or nervous, chas shalom in any way, that definitely is harmful. And again, that's one of the reasons why Achilas Shabbos, Achilas Yontif is so special, because these are special times of simcha, major simcha. I was asked to say something regarding the Parshas HaShavua. Today is Erev Shabbos. We'll mention something small that I saw from Rav Avrom Sternhartz in his Sefer Toivei Zichronos. He mentions, he quotes the Tikkuni Zohar on this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha begins with the words, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim. Moshe Rabbeinu is all the way at the end of his life, and he says to Klal Yisrael, you are standing here today, Lifnei Hashem Alekechem, before Hashem. And he lists 10 categories there. Roshechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem, Kolish Yisrael. Tapchem, Neshechem, you'll count it, 10 categories, starting from the top of the top, Roshechem, going all the way down, 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 Gercho Asher B'Shorecho, Michoitev Eitzecho, Ad Shoyev Memecho, from the wood cutters to the water carriers, which refers to the Givoinim who came to join Klal Yisrael as Geirim, Loy Lishmo. They weren't really the best type of converts at the, and even they're included in this. And the Tikkun Ezer says that the Torah is listing all 10 categories, that this is a certain shlemus. The shlemus of Klal Yisrael is when we're able to include when all the different people are together. Just like we talk about Tefillah B'Tzibur, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch speak about the incredible importance of davening Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tzibur means a gathering. The word tzibur is Rosh Teva, is tzadikim, beinoinim, u'rishoim. And the Gemara says clearly, a tefillah that does not include rishoim is invalid. So now we have people who are going to go out into the streets looking for a Rosha, instead of looking in the mirror and saying, in the shul, in this shul, it must be me. We don't say I'm a Rosha, we could say I'm like a Rosha. I'm somewhere in that, in terms of trying to discover who's the Rosha. But don't look at anybody else. The person should assume, I'm probably the lowest one on the totem pole. I'm the one that makes the minyan complete, that concept. And we read this right before Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the times in the entire Jewish world when even those people who don't go to shul usually during the weekdays, and even those people who don't go on Shabbos, but Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the shul, everyone has to be included. We should be zeicha that all over the world, all Jews that want to be part of a kibbutz, that want to be part of a gathering of kedusha, should be able to join so that we can have the Baroiv Om Hadras Melech. Rosh Hashanah is a time of the coronation, when we crown Hashem, and the Torah says that it, part of making that crowning special, every additional person that comes makes it unbelievably greater, much better. We should be zecher. The number 10, here we were speaking about the five grains and the significance of the hay. Each thing in the Torah is tremendously significant. We know, we mentioned earlier, the 10 words in the bracha, hamoitzi lechem in oretz, and how when a person makes a bracha on bread, especially on Shabbos, you're supposed to hold the lechem mishnah with all 10 fingers. That's a shleimus. 10 is a shleimus. And the 10 mitzvahs that are related to bread, and the 10 physical processes from planting all the way to the final baking of bread, all of these representing a certain shleimus. We should be zeichet to see that shleimus now, with the coming of Moshiach, binyan beis hamikdash, b'mehirah b'yameinu, amen v'amen. Someone pointed out here that the halacha gives precedence to white bread for a bracha over dark bread. Does that apply less today with what we know about dark? The answer is the fact that the Gemara makes that statement, and the Shulchan Aruch, that white bread, the Gemara refers to white bread as being a better type. I believe it refers to not necessarily from a health perspective, but more so that in the olden days, it was a more refined, it meant more refined. Here again, the people that emphasize health prefer less white, the darker. Shchoiran Ivanova, I'm black, but I'm beautiful. It's possible that when the Gemara is speaking about the black versus the white, it's referring to a much more coarse type of grain with the bran in it and other things. But again, there's a lot of diversity in this area. Each person should follow their Rebbe and what works for them from a health perspective.
Rav Nosson.
Yes.
There's one point that in Beis HaMikdash, when they used the flour, they used to sift the flour many, many times. And that was the shevach for the flour. Yeah.
Exactly.
And also, our white flour is not really white flour. It's a beach flour with a canonica. So I don't know how much it goes in the same category of flour of Beis HaMikdash, because it's really damaged in
exactly.
order to become extra white. And also, if you count how many grams of vodka Rav Michal drink, it comes out to be 6 grams a day if you drink it every 6 times a week. So it's basically it's a teaspoon of vodka you drink every day. Thank you.
Good health and simcha and everything good to all.
Amen. No, Rav Nosson, right before we move into Kol Nidra, we say Kol Arvarnim. All those who are doing averus, referring in a certain sense, right, to the what they'd call the Moranos. And, you know, we can't have a tefillah that doesn't include everybody, because there's a certain point in time where they were not welcome, is what I understood. And we're like, no, everybody is welcome here. And Akash, we welcome them. Akash Baruch Hu will welcome us too, Bezrat Hashem.
Exactly. That's how we kick off Yom Kippur.
Right.
The beginning of Yom Kippur and the Shulchan Aruch, the Prisha. In Shulchan Aruch has a whole beautiful thing that he quotes there from the Gemara, from the Medrash, in the beginning of Hilchas Yom Kippur, where he mentions that we start before Kol Nidre, we make this announcement based on the Bezn Shalmala and the Bezn Shalmata. We're inviting those people who are the furthest away to come and join us, for sure.
Yeah. Have a great Shabbos.
You too.
Thank you so much, Rav Nosson.
You too. All the best. A wonderful Shabbos. Besuras Tovus.
Amen.
Good Shabbos, Rav Nosson. Thank you.
Have a good Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. And thank you.
Hashem created the world with Kol, Yud and Kei. The future world with the smallest letter to show who's going to get into the future world. The little guys. The little guys. People who are not arrogant, Chas v'Shalom, that kind of thing. And this world with the Hei. Son?
He borrowed.
Exactly.
The women have the hay, he shot on the man of the yud.
Yeah. And when they get together, it's the best.
Baruch Hashem. Age, they won't have age.
Exactly. Baruch Hashem. I thought we would cover much more, but Hashem wants us to go slower. Baruch Hashem.
I saw in Sefer Chumash Talmidim, he writes that the soul of Hasidus is that when we do things for the Nefesh, the way the Ruach Hashanah, he brings an example of L'chaim. You have L'chaim, you know, it excites your Nefesh, but that will, you know, enter Ruach Hashanah and so on.
There's a passage that Rabbi Yisrael quotes, Mibsori Echse Elokai. From my flesh, I see Hashem. That's one of the reasons that they bring, why should we eat better foods on Shabbos and wear better clothes? By doing that, by giving the body that perk, that helps the neshama get the pickup it needs. Rabbi Yisrael has a whole thing that sometimes the neshama is feeling weak and it needs the body to come in and help it out. And sometimes the body is feeling weak and it needs the neshama. That's why it's good that the body should also be included, involved in experiencing kirvas elikim, you know, that kind of thing.
Why should that be different with Shabbos than week?
Because on Shabbos we get this neshama yisera. And in order to really experience and really connect to it, I need the guf to kickstart it sometimes, you know, by getting dressed for Shabbos special and the smell of the super delicious foods of Shabbos and all of that. That's like kickstarting.